One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey there, Ryan Reynolds here. It's a new year, and you know what that means. No, not the diet. Resolutions. A way for us all to try and do a little bit better than we did last year. And my resolution, unlike Big Wireless, is to not be a raging and raise the price of wireless on you every chance I get. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited. See mintmobile.com for details.
Brea, California, thank you for another great show. You guys are the best. La Jolla, California. I'll be at the La Jolla Comedy Store August 5th through the 7th. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'll be there August 18th through the 20th. Austin, Texas. I will be there September 2nd through the 3rd. Get your tickets for those shows and all shows on my website at ryansickler.com.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to the Honeydew, y'all. We're over here doing it in the Night Pass Studios. I'm Ryan Sickler, ryansickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Please hit that subscribe on the YouTube. That's the one thing I want to ask you. If you're watching, and I know you are, and thank you for that, hit subscribe, all right? You can get a little notify, a little reminder, and you'll get that due right there every week for you. If you have to have more Honeydew, then please subscribe to the Patreon. It's called The Honeydew with Y'all, and I'm highlighting the lowlights with y'all. And y'all got the wildest fucking stories around there. We've been at it now for over 2 years, and it's one of my favorite things to do. I love my job, and if you do have the money to sign up for a year, then you'll get over a month free. You can save yourself a little bit of bucks that way, all right? And you also get The Honeydew a day early ad free at no additional cost. Again, $5. And if you or someone you know has this story that has to be heard, please submit it to honeydewpodcast@gmail.com. Hopefully we get to do an episode together, all right? The Night Pants Nation tour continues. Thank you guys for your support. August dates, I'm at La Jolla Comedy Store, August 5th through the 7th. Philadelphia, I'll be there August 18th through the 20th. And Austin, I will be there Labor Day weekend, September 2nd through the 3rd. Get your tickets for those shows and all shows on my website at ryansickler.com. Now, you guys know what we do over here. We highlight the lowlights. I always say these are the stories behind the storytellers. I'm very excited to have this guest back on the do, y'all. Please welcome back Jessie Mae Peluso. Welcome back to the Honeydew.
Hi.
You're already laughing, and
I don't know why, but my brain, when you said do for the first time, I thought of moisture.
That's...
And not like the melon that's surrounding your head.
Yeah.
I thought of actual, like, dew.
Like morning dew?
Yeah, like morning dew.
When's the last time you went barefoot in the morning dew? God damn it. Oh, wow. I'm going to do it now.
I do it every morning almost.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Where do you walk barefoot in morning dew in L.A.?
In my yard.
You have dew?
I have dew.
Is it chilly enough to get dew?
I get it flown in.
That's out of Alabama. Well, hold on a second. I got a dew farm down in Alabama. Let me get my dew guy over.
You honey dew?
No. Just dew. Morning dew.
He just comes over. It's like Salt Bay, but it's morning
just
dew.
He dips down and sprays it real quick. Look, I got that dew.
I don't know what's in it.
It's my dew drop.
A lot of chemicals, but I have morning. Yeah, I put my feet in it.
It's great to have you here again.
Thank you.
Before we begin, please plug, promote everything you'd like.
I have a fall tour with Carly Aquilino promoting our podcast Girl, GYRL, on Patreon. and that's going to be all on the East Coast. You can check out the podcast. You can join it. It's Patreon exclusive. And Sharp Tongue Podcast is my podcast.
It's a great podcast.
A lot of shit and have a lot of doctors on to break down the brain and divulge a lot of my personal life there. And I think that's about it. I have a show coming out on Netflix, but can't say anything yet. So
another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another one.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right. Now, you've come on and tackled some topics. Our first episode, you talked about rape.
Yeah, we went right in.
We went right in with rape.
We're like, what's a lukewarm topic?
Like, you want to tiptoe into this?
Yeah, you're
like,
let's tiptoe.
Nah, let's gonzo butt sex this thing. I was like, okay.
Let's fist toe. Was it tiptoe? What's a fist toe?
Okay, you did your dad's Alzheimer's in passing.
Yeah.
And now I want to talk to you about your mom, because you lost your mom as well.
I did.
Now, how close did you lose both parents?
My dad passed away in 2018, and then my mother passed away in 2020.
So
pretty too tight.
A year and a
too
half.
Too close.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You know, if you want to space, I recommend spacing your grieving out just for your skin's ability to shine, because you're going to be dull. You're going to be dull for a while. Your outfits aren't going to look right. You're not going to be making sentences that make sense. You're going to be exhausted. So you might want to space that shit out just so that you can start to look like a normal human being in between. But then again, there's something to say for when it rains, it pours, and being able to sort of get through everything at once.
So was your mom's passing sudden? Like, were you mourning still your father while your mom was slowly... I don't know what she
passed. Nobody really knows what happened with my mom. Hers was sudden, and I'm still mourning my dad.
Of course.
And so, but it was still very
fresh.
But
that's what I'm saying.
It was fresh.
So it's not like you're mourning your dad and your mom's passing from cancer and you're watching her wither away. You're still mourning, and then you wake up and all of a sudden, like, tell me about the day.
Yeah, I mean, this bitch was my mourning partner. I was like, okay, well, who am I going to mourn with now? That's so rude and selfish.
There's only one set of footprints in the morning dew.
Fucking Jesus.
I was carrying you, bitch. Somebody make a morning dew footprints. Instead of the sand, it's the morning dew footprints.
Through the grass.
Where were you when I needed you most? You were on my shoulders, bitch.
I was dying. I was creating a
new size 10s in the sand. You don't wear a 10, bitch.
Mom had big feet.
Tell me what happened. You're mourning your father, obviously, and then it's sudden. So do you get a call? Are you there?
I'm still mourning my dad. I had just gotten a job with Netflix. COVID, you know, very, very COVID tight bubble shoot with Netflix during 2020. And this is my first job with Netflix. Well, one of my first major jobs with Netflix. And so I was very excited and feeling like, okay, this is a highlight in the darkness that I've been enduring since the dawn of time. Mm-hmm. Just the highs and lows of my own life, but specifically off the heels of my father's illness and him being sick and dying. This was like
a bright spot.
And it was also my birthday week.
I'm sorry. You always gotta. It's like, that's a great sandwich. Just he's like, hang on, I got some pepper bacon to throw on that bitch. Like, damn. You always throw. You're like a 12 layer dip over here. It can't just be the middle of a fucking week when nothing's going on for you. It can't. It just can't. Oh, I'm sorry. It just can't be a regular old Wednesday or some shit for you. It's got to be some shit you'll remember forever. Trying to ruin everything.
We're never going to get through this.
That's terrible. I'm sorry. Okay, wait. I'll shut up.
We're never going to get through it. An hour is not enough.
We have an hour. Okay, go ahead.
So I was like, 2 days into filming, like my dream job, and I get the worst call.
Who calls you?
Like, seriously. It was like, I want to say September 17th, the day after my birthday. And my sister calls and she says that the doctor, she said, mom went into the hospital and the doctor's asking for a DNR.
That's the call you get?
Yeah.
Like?
Just out of the blue. And I'm like, bitch, I don't know what that acronym means. I don't know if it's a new rap group, but I don't like the sound of it. It sounds really bad. I mean, I knew what it was, but it was just so confusing. I was so confused, and my mother was unresponsive, and...
She was found that way?
No. So what had happened was an amalgamation of traumatic things to her body throughout the years. First of all, she was a heavy smoker for a chunk of her life and through my pregnancy. Hello, thank you, comedy.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we say heavy, do you know, like...
I mean, probably a pack a day for a while, for, you know, a good chunk of her life. So, and there was emphysema issues throughout the years. And she did have this sort of audible wheeze to her breathing. Like, you could hear her breathing and it sounded not
like my laugh.
Yeah. Is Ryan Sickler here? The fuck is he doing here on Thanksgiving? Exactly. It sounded like your laugh.
And over the years, she just breaks down?
You know, the thing about our bodies and illnesses is so often the breakdown is silent. There aren't a lot of symptoms. We chop the symptoms up to something else and we make excuses for them instead of really like digging in deep and seeing where the breadcrumbs led to. And I think that was definitely a case with her. So she had the emphysema that was an issue and this breathing. She had a, what do you call those, those like little pumps that you use for people with asthma?
Yeah.
You know, she used that for years.
Inhaler.
Inhaler. Mm-hmm. And her, it's so, people get so used to the way things are done and the way the life is being lived that we really don't pay attention to the signs. We just adapt.
We're creatures of habit.
We're creatures of habit. And we don't, sometimes we don't ask enough questions because the questions disrupt our comfort. And I think that with my mom, there were so many things that were telling. And also, she's a grown-ass woman. We can't tell her how to live her life. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot at stake and there's a lot that you're battling to try to get through this shit. But her pills in the morning... This shit looked like, it looked like a candy jar. Like there were so many different pills that she took.
She had to go through each one.
Yeah, it was like, damn, like, are you dealing? What's
dealing?
What is going on? She had a kaleidoscope of colors of pills and half were pharmaceutical, half were, you know, things that she was taking for, you know, like your primrose oil and your
fish oil
and all of that stuff, your magnesium. But there was just a cornucopia of pills that she was taking daily that we just accepted. We accepted the emphysema. We accepted the pills because that's, what are you going to do? So many people deal with that with their parents and their loved ones. They just live the way they live and they're like, eh, I don't want to hear it. When you like try to offer up an alternative, eh, I don't want to fucking hear it. So it was years of that.
And then
that.
Death's like, Jasmine, move aside.
Yeah. And then the Grim Reaper's like, hey.
You're like, oh, I think I'm ready to hear what you like.
Yeah. Grim Reaper's like, hey, yeah. Remember that Ryan Sickler wheeze I gave your mom for 10 years?
You never looked into? The one you never looked into? You could have looked into?
I'm the IRS for your soul. So what ended up happening on that night was my mother had... Her stomach flipped.
What's that mean? Never heard that before.
It's a very rare thing. And
it's like literally turned over inside
flips.
You?
It actually
Holy
flips.
Shit, that's right.
And that can be due to a lot of different things. It can be due to a lot of different things. Stress is one thing that can cause that. But stress is such a huge cornerstone for a multitude
Everything.
Of our
yeah,
problems.
For sure.
And
it's a foundation.
It's
of
a foundation.
All of it.
And sometimes with the body... We've talked about this before. It sends off a Paul Revere of sorts to get you to focus on all the other shit that's breaking down. So whatever manifests sometimes isn't the main cause of the issues. It's just the alarm.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that that was one issue with her stomach, was that was just an alarm for the rest of the systems that were shutting down. Her stomach flips, and that's a 50-50 shot you have to get.
Oh, wow.
You
is
have
that
to
right?
go into the hospital.
That's a maybe you might make it, maybe you won't.
Your body's like, oh, you're not going to listen? Well, here I'm tossing in an audible.
Turn your stomach back.
Literally fucking flip your shit.
Did she say it was painful?
Oh, yeah. That's what she had to go in because the pain was so excruciating.
I bet.
It's unbearable. I mean, your core is everything. If you don't have a strong core, you have so many issues in your body from a structural standpoint. But if your gut is off, think about when your gut is just a little off. It fucks up everything. And so it debilitates you. She went to the
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hospital. And they had to do surgery. If that happens, you have
it's
to
like
get
immediate.
Surgery.
They're taking you right in.
Yeah, it's life or death. So while she was in the ER being prepped and waiting for surgery, my stepfather was with her at the time. She passes out. She loses consciousness and has like a heart attack.
Whoa.
And so.
Now you got us.
Hey there, Ryan Reynolds here. It's a new year and you know what that means. No, not the diet, resolutions. A way for us all to try and do a little bit better than we did last year. And my resolution, unlike Big Wireless, is to not be a raging and raise the price of wireless on you every chance I get. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited. See mintmobile.com for details.
Stomach backwards and a heart attack going on in you?
Yeah, and it's also like, did you just drug yourself for the operation? Was she like, oh, y'all taking me under? Don't worry, all the pills this morning.
Yeah.
I got you. She passed out. She lost consciousness and we found out that there were heart issues. She had a lot of heart issues.
That she may not have gone or that would not have gone to get checked at all if the stomach thing doesn't happen.
Exactly. That's the stomach was the alarm to the heart.
Yeah.
And the heart revealed.
Are the British. And they're coming.
Yeah, they're fucking coming. And we're claiming this land.
Yeah.
Her heart had issues. And so that put her unconscious and put her into a coma.
Man.
Yes.
And how old is she at this time?
72.
Okay.
And so that's where the doctor comes in and says, well, we've got this life or death surgery we need to do, but she also just coma'd herself. So what are we doing here? Like, is this...
Can they not do the surgery while she's in a coma?
Well, she would have had to been put under for that surgery. So it's almost like what happened was inevitable in a sense, but also kind of useful to the scenario.
Maybe you know this, maybe you don't.
Maybe not useful because she died, but.
Pretty not useful. It's as useless as it can get. What's the worst case scenario? Yeah, because that's what happened. Okay, so it's not useful at all. Then.
I don't understand what useful means. What were you going to ask?
I was going to ask that if a person, I imagine, maybe I'm wrong, but if a person's in a coma and they still need to operate, that person, even if they can't yell out, I'm guessing they can probably still feel that.
You know, there's been those cases.
And they internally struggle with, like, I can't yell out. And then they're being just open. And you're like, Jesus Christ, I feel everything you're doing.
You should have a sub-podcast called New Nightmare Fuel with Ryan Sickler.
Fuck that. I'll never sleep. I enjoy what I do. I don't need to hear shit like that.
Yeah, the doctor just was like, do we need a DNR or not? Like, what do you want to do here? And my sister was like, I don't know what to do. And, you know, my sister at this point, she had already been the spearhead dealing with all my father's medical decisions and just getting over that and, you know, being a mother and
still getting mail from it and shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Having to, you know, go through this again for her to be, you know, the power of attorney and the medical proxy. It's a lot. It's a lot that she had to endure. But so my sister gives me this call and says, basically, we need to, do we pull the plug on mom or not? And I'm like,
well, without even trying the surgery?
Exactly. Like, but only because we were so confused. It caught us off guard. We didn't know what was going on. Imagine, like, your mom's healthy one moment, and the next moment, the hospital's calling you, like, do we need a DNR on your mother? Like, what are we going to do here? So,
how about you flip her stomach and clean out her heart? I mean, can we start there?
Such a guy. How about we flip out her stomach?
We're practical.
Why don't you just suck out the arteries?
Turn the stomach over, suck out the arteries, man.
Y'all got
the
stomach cleaner machine? Y'all got the aorta pump?
I'm gonna get my oil change while we wait. It's all detailed down in the hospital parking lot. I'm gonna run that while y'all do that.
That's what they should do. They should have a heart cardiologist, heart surgeon next to a mechanic.
Who's got auto detail on the side? I got a Jiffy Lube on right outside. That would be fucking gangster.
Corona Jiffy Lube.
Set up your own office and then have a fucking mechanic next
door. Aorta Auto.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Aorta Auto.
We keep your valves clean.
All your valves pumping at Aorta.
Abby's. That is smart. Doctors, you can take that one.
You guys can have that. Just give us a little bit.
Okay, so mom is not in a good way.
Not responsive. And my sister's like, we don't, you know, they're going to do the surgery because she's under. They also had put her under as well,
okay,
assisted with what had happened with her. And then my sister's
we got double fucking anesthesia going on.
Yeah,
on
it's
mom.
Like, yeah, it's a
triple because there's a coma too. Her shit, the medical shit, and the coma.
Yeah.
She's way to fuck
She's
under.
Just like, way under. Just floating. Like, what's everybody complaining
Probably
about?
Probably hovering over herself, looking down, like, oh, it's the best shit ever right here.
And
they do the surgery?
Well, the surgery revealed all the issues that were underlying. And for the entirety of her hospital visit, which was 86 days, I think.
Jeez.
She was in the emergency and then the ICU for like 86 days. It was a roller coaster. It was them just plugging holes in her system.
Is she in a coma the whole time?
No, she was not.
So you're able to talk to her, see her?
Yeah, like the next day, I tell the production what's going on. And I was like, I know we just started filming, but this is what I'm facing. And, you know, they were like, you do what you need to do. This is so much more important. Not that before quarantine and COVID that studios were cold, but it's just a different world now where people understand that the human aspect of everything is taking precedent without question. So luckily, even though I felt bad because I wanted to be there to do my job, I also was like, I can't go through this again. Like, how is this fucking happening again so soon? So I fly home. And I remember just seeing her in the ER. And what she said to me has stuck with me because it's true. Even through the hardest shit that you go through, what she said to me was, because I hugged her like a baby. And I'm bigger than her. You know,
she's a little thing.
She's a little thing. She's so tiny. She's like, you know, she was. I don't know what she is now. I don't know what a ghost weighs, but.
That's a great question. What are they changing? Because a cloud probably weighs something, right?
It has vapor.
We could just ball it all up and set it on a scale. What do you weigh?
Isn't a ghost just a human vapor?
It's got to have some kind of weight. You're not,
it's a human
especially
cloud.
Especially if you feel it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's if it enters you. I'll tell you, I got surrounded by a cloud once and I felt it.
I feel fog blowing around me. Yeah.
Have you been entered by a ghost? You feel that girth. I hugged her like a baby. I went down and she had all these wires and she was connected by every which way and had an oxygen mask and all of that. And I just put my head to her chest and she said, it's okay, baby girl. She said, I love you and everything's going to be okay. We're always going to be okay. And she's right. Even when you're going through the hardest shit, it's hard to think that way, but it always ends up that way if you allow it to. And I stayed with her for a few days and that ended up being the only time during her, at least my experience of going back and forth, that was the only time during her entirety in that visit. You don't really visit the ER. I mean, if you visit the ER, you're a lucky motherfucker.
Yeah.
This ain't sandals.
Sandals.
Not the mall, the Maldives.
Sandals.
The ICU. Oh, you visit the ICU? No, motherfucker. I was institutionalized by the devil himself. No, it was the most lucid she was in that moment when I got there with her. And from that point on, it was just a deterioration. It was just plugging holes because half of her lungs were destroyed from smoking and emphysema. She only had like, I think, less than half of one of her lungs that were healthy.
Whoa, wow. She's breathing off and running off of it's a quarter of your lungs,
yes.
Then, right? Jesus.
And that's the other thing. Like, you're...
hurts my chest.
Literally. Mm-hmm. It's amazing when I was talking about before what people put up with and what we get so used to. When it comes to your own bodies, what we deem is normal, unless we're really woke to our own system and to our own being, may be a very unhealthy system that we are normalized. Mm-hmm. You know, we always talk about the outside world and how we're normalizing this in society. The problem with that is most people haven't figured out what the barometric pressure is within themselves. We've got so much that's traumatizing our internal systems that we're not even fucking paying attention to. And that was what was going on with my mom. She just had so many things breaking down that the stomach flip was just the fucking last attempt of her body to be like, we gotta fix this. And that's what they tried to do. They tried to fix her. It was like Humpty Dumpty. That's
so just procedure after procedure the whole time she's in there.
Procedure after fucking procedure. And it was like almost those few months were almost the same experience we had with our father. As far as us just being like, fix whatever needs to be fixed. In the sense that the end game was always going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause with Alzheimer's, there's no cure
right
now.
Right.
And with her, she was so, her systems were so shunted by everything that there was no way out. We didn't know, but there was no way she was going to come around. My sister tried to tell me, and I'm such like, I call myself an eternal optimist. I've been that way since I was a little girl. And it could be not a defense mechanism, but a coping mechanism. But it's gotten me through everything. And not to say like it's not important. It is important to acknowledge the other side, the Jekyll and Hyde emotions. You have to acknowledge all of them. They all need stage time in order for you to heal. But perseverance and ambition takes a lot. And you have to have your own fuel to get you through that shit. And so I was just fucking so optimistic. Her lung was like, and I'm like, we can do it.
Her lung was like, listen, bitch, let me go. Come on, man. Her stomach turned over. You're over there like, da, 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 da. I got Krispy Kreme. I'm like, just get her out of here.
I brought Krispy Kreme to the hospital.
You know
I brought
what?
Donuts to the hospital. It was glazed and confused by Syracuse. Shout out. Shout out to glazed and confused donuts.
Of course you did. That's what I'm saying. That's who you are in life. You put that kind of shit into it. You put that kind of shit into it. I know who you are.
Oh, my God.
But I would agree. I would agree it's a coping mechanism, you know, wanting everything. As long as things are, as long as it's good and I'm telling myself it's good,
I'll
it's
get
good.
Through it. Yeah, exactly.
But it's about to be bad, all right? And when they tell me, then when we can deal with it. But right now, who wants some glazed donuts, y'all? That's why I came in here with some donuts, man. I'm with you on that.
My mom's
shit,
in her fourth coma. I'm handing out jelly-filled donuts.
Yeah, yeah.
My mom's lungs are filled with more jelly than the donuts. It's okay.
That one good lung's got a cigarette over there just chilling. One little piece. He's just like, man. Man, I'm glad I did cigarettes. You brought donuts, man.
I love that your image of my mom's lung is some guy.
Yeah.
He's just some old guy.
Smoking off.
Just some like war veteran.
Yep. Pissed off and bitching about everything. Yep.
He's Clint Eastwood from Gran Torino.
That's it.
Get off my lawn. That's him. That's my mom's lawn.
Clint Eastwood, old Clint Eastwood. This summer, Coors Light is the official beer of everything unofficial, celebrating those moments that truly make summer chill. The first day of summer is June 21st. Unofficially, it's whenever it's warm enough to enjoy a beer on the patio. The weekend is Saturday and Sunday. Unofficially, it's Friday afternoon, too. You know Coors Light's my favorite beer. I was at the Roxy last night, went to see my man Prof, drank my Coors Light all night long, responsibly, y'all. And there's only one beer out there that's literally made to chill, and that is Coors Light. The mountains on the bottles and cans even turn blue when your beer is cold. That way, you always know when it's time to chill. Summer chill starts with Coors Light. Make the most of your summer with a chance to win exclusive chill merch, fun local experiences, even a trip to New York, Chicago, or Los Angeles. Enter to win at CoorsLight.com/honeydew. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends 8/15/22. Game ends 9/6/22. 50 U.S. /DC. 21 plus only. Void where prohibited. For rules, visit CoorsLightSummer.com. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. Take action today for a healthier tomorrow with Everlywell. Their at-home lab tests and vitamins and supplements can help you get the knowledge and support you need so you can become a healthier you. Everlywell is digital healthcare designed for you, all at an affordable and transparent price. With over 30 at-home lab tests, you'll be able to choose the test that makes the most sense for you to get the answers you need. Everlywell also has high-quality vitamins and supplements to support your overall health, including vitamin D3 and omega-3 fish oil. Here's how it works. Everlywell ships products straight to you with everything needed in one package. Simply collect your sample and use the included prepaid shipping label to mail your test back to a certified lab. Your physician-reviewed results get sent to your phone or your device in just days. All right, and you can even share the results with your primary care physician. It's so simple. Over 1 million people have trusted Everlywell to support their health and wellness goals, and you should too. Look, I took my test. I took for food allergies, and got back my results and shared. I love that you can share it with your doctor. I think that's huge. So for listeners of this show, Everlywell is offering a special discount of 20% off an at-home lab test at everlywell.com/honeydew. That's everlywell.com/honeydew for 20% off your next at-home lab test. everlywell.com/honeydew. All men strive for gold in their life, right? Gold medals, gold watches, gold everything. However, there's a certain type of man who goes the extra mile. Manscaped would like to introduce you to their best and biggest ultimate hygiene bundle yet, the Platinum Package 4.0. Manscaped is the leader in below-the-waist grooming. Now trust them with the whole shebang. Join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code HONEYDEW. Manscaped's brand new Platinum Package 4.0 is the biggest bundle they've offered, giving you a bulk discount on Manscaped's top products. The Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0 is the one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all. They designed this package to allow you to fully align your entire hygiene routine with elite products. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code HONEYDEW at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code HONEYDEW. It's time you enjoy the finer things in life and get yourself a platinum package for your platinum package. Now, let's get back to the dew.
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
Holy shit.
It
was,
okay.
It was a, you know, I had to go back and I had to go back and forth.
So
on
were you
this.
Were you seeing her daily?
No, because I had to go back. I went back to
so
set.
You did, okay.
Because it was a closed set, so we did a.
And where was Netflix? What state? You said you had to fly.
California.
All right, so it's out
and
here.
And I had to go back to New York.
Damn! So you got a long flight. For
yes.
You. Okay. And you're going to upstate.
Yes.
I heard you say Syracuse.
Yeah,
okay.
Syracuse, and that's not easy to get to. You know, you need a horse and carriage from the airport. It's not like there's a direct situation. So I went and visited her once during the filming. We had a tight filming schedule. And then I went home right after and tried to, you know, be there however I could. But I also had to go back and forth from L.A. to Syracuse again. And I did that, I think, 3 or 4 times. The problem was I had planned to drive home for the holiday or for the – yeah, actually for the holidays because this was in September.
Mm-hmm.
So I just ended up driving sooner. So I went back and forth a couple times, and then my sister gave me a call once, and she was just beside herself, rightfully so, because this is a second parent that she's having to spearhead a very complicated medical procedure, you know, and medical things that are being done to her my sister had to, like, handle. So she's lost her shit, and she's just like, I need you to fucking come home. You've got to get here. And that I flew back for that. We had to make decisions like, well, you know, we had to make decisions about if she should have a procedure done, because is it even worth it? There's so much damage to her. Do we even do this procedure? Mm-hmm. And in my mind, you know, I was talking about being like the eternal optimist, my sister's being the realist. Like, do we want to put her through this again? And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, I want to fucking do whatever it takes. But there's some selfishness to that.
Of course, yes.
There's some real selfishness to that. And you have to really, like, as a human being, ask yourself where that line is and where you stand on either side of that. Who's it for?
That's I look at it like, listen, I'm with you. I'm like Frankenstein, this motherfucker. But also, what
you guys
quality?
You guys got a power cord? Anybody got a fucking extension cord?
Get my stomach flipper. We're going in.
Look.
A little spatula, a big ass, like pancake spatula. I think the real barometer is quality of life for the individual. We all love and want to save with everything we can, but also, is that person just going to be laying there, you know, dead?
Yeah.
Machine, alive by a machine only, then what the fuck is that? What kind of life is that for that person?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and then you're also having to be at the mercy of doctors. And I think doctors and nurses specifically, I just applaud them, nurses specifically, what they do and how hard they work and the multitude of jobs and tasks that.
And the shit they put up with.
Literal shit.
They see people at their worst, the sickest, they're most in pain.
Yes.
They're desperate. Yeah.
Long hours right. Away from their family. I really applaud them, and I saw them in a different light through both of my parents.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Fully agreed.
But on the other side of that, when it comes to doctors, I also think there's this sort of oblivion and maybe laziness we have where we just go, okay, and we just accept what's told to us. I never do. Mm-hmm. That's probably why I became a comedian. I don't accept it. I don't accept what you're telling me. I'm always going to question you.
As you should. I mean, in life, you should do that.
It's just the, it's just how I am. And so, you know, there was a real, sometimes we're butting heads because of that, where I'm like, no, I'm not accepting. I want more. I want something different. I want, you know, a different outcome. I was like, I was really battling and not, I was in complete denial, really, just of what the reality was before me, because I wasn't ready. Not that you're ever fucking ready for that shit, but fuck. I was like, yo, can I get a break, bro? I got fucking my dad dying, quarantine hits. You and Justin Martindale are fucking hanging out with Brad Pitt. This shit is ridiculous. Giannis is best friends with Stamos. What? When am I going to get a break and a friend?
It's coming. It's coming. Brad Pitt's going to be coming soon. I feel it for you.
Fuck you, okay?
You've been working it, though. You've been putting it out there in the universe. You're the first one to hit me like, fuck you, you motherfucker.
It's like, did you do this on purpose? Did you do this to me on purpose?
Okay, so you're not ready. Of course you're not.
No, you're never ready for that shit.
Are you there when your mom passes?
Oh, no.
And was it in the hospital? Did she ever get out of the hospital?
No, she never got out. And the thing that sucked was because of quarantine and COVID, only one person could go. And there's so many reasons to allow yourself to get furious over the past. But you got to fucking let all of those out. You can't even let them in the house. You can't let those reasons to make you furious about the past in the fucking house. Because they won't leave. And they'll kick their shoes off and they'll put their dirty ass feet on your coffee table and ask for food. And they'll never fucking leave. So I have had moments where I've had to really check myself over that mentality of just looking backwards and being like, well, we could have done this. We could have done that. We could have done that. And you know what the answer always is, I think, when we look back in the past that we wish we could have changed? Time. How we spent it, who we spent it with, and wanting more of it.
I mean, in hindsight, I say all the time, I was 16 when my father died, but boy, would I go back. I would do anything to go back when he said, hey, you want to run up to Target real quick with me? And I'd be like, playing my video games.
Yep.
Like, nah.
Yep.
And now I'd be like, fuck yeah.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Of course. But also, you can kill yourself doing that
shit.
You
can kill yourself
checking
all those.
You don't live life doing that.
No.
If you lived life worrying about that, it would happen another way. And then you'd be like, I should have done all this, you know?
Yeah.
It happens the way it's supposed to happen and the way you're doing it. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
To even get there, I mean, Jesus, across this country, flying, especially during a pandemic. Flying now sucks.
Flying now is terrible. And I don't think during this, the way the culture is now flying, it's so crazy. It would have been so much harder then. I'm so fortunate that it was during a quarantine, even though it had its own restrictions because we could only go one at a time, which was so fucking infuriating.
So when's the last time you saw your mom? How long before she passed?
I visited probably that last time in November. I think I was there in early November.
And she passed when? December?
She passed Friday the 13th.
No. You come in the hospital wearing a Jason mask. Hey, guys, a machete. I got donuts. Like, who is this fucking lunatic? It's Friday the 13th. Yeah, we got some pretty bad news. Terrible. Friday the 13th is definitely unlucky for you. There's no doubt about it. I tell you, you're a 20-layer dip, I swear. It just keeps coming. It just can't be. It couldn't have been just a fucking
Saturday.
Sunday.
The 14th. Yeah, nothing. Which is still a thing.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, shit.
2 weeks before her birthday.
No, no, oh, no. Oh, the hits just keep on coming, don't they? Oh, nah.
Oh, God.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's hard.
And it was a choice that we had to make. It wasn't like she died.
Had to sign papers. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
It was a medically induced situation where, or reduced, you should say, because she was basically on support at that point. And I was planning on coming home, but the time it would take for me to come home to get there was too long. And also even just to fly, I was like, can we just keep her with us until I get home? That's what I wanted. And, you know, back to the conversation about selfishness, is that was the decision. That was like the hardest decision, because she had turned so bad in a few hours. We got another call being like, we have to make a decision on what we're going to do with end of life now, because there's no more we can do for her.
And you're in California.
And I'm in California.
And you're getting calls from your sister?
My sister, yeah. And I was like, can just let me get there, you know? And the argument was, we could do that. We could stave off doing what we're going to do to pull her off of things and ease her into death. Or we can do it now. Now, the problem with waiting is she could still go in the night, and then she's going to be alone. Or we can kind of control it now and have whoever we can have be with her. And
also, 24 more hours on support is going to be $957,000. You're like, oh, I love you.
This is our saving. This is how we save you some money. Look, we're going to give you a 2-for-1. Do you have anybody else who's dying? Because if you want to bring them in, we can extend the medication.
This nurse got 2 hands. This nurse right here has 2 hands, okay?
So
you get the call that your sister's going to go?
My sister,
they're gonna let her
my
come in
stepdad,
for this?
And my brother-in-law.
So they did let more for this?
They did. They do. Yeah, that was the special, the COVID specials. If someone's dying, people can come see it like it's a fucking Shamu show. They're like, oh, yeah, no one needs anybody around when they're fucking living. But let's bring a whole auditorium of people for the death. I was furious.
It doesn't matter if you get COVID in this wing.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
COVID's the least of your worries in this wing over here where we got everybody.
I mean, fuck.
So, I mean, not to be funny, for real, do you FaceTime? Do you anything?
Okay.
Do they offer it?
Yeah.
Because it's COVID time, and that was big at the time.
I FaceTime my mom a lot during this process.
Okay, good.
Even when she wasn't necessarily coherent, I still would call. And the nurses were amazing. And the nurses who have all these jobs to do were also FaceTiming family members, which takes a lot because they need their hands to do all the jobs that they do. Their jobs are so fucking complicated. But my sister FaceTimes me. Now, I'm on an iPad. I'm not like on a phone. And it's the mechanics of it are a little complicated because you're inducing morphine and there's a time period. So there's some mechanics to consider. And also an iPad. And I'm an iPad. To them, I'm an iPad. I'm sure more. But, you know, my sister like is like holding the phone so I can talk to my mom. And my mom is out of it. You know, she's kind of doing that the death gargle situation where, you know, death is just kind of waiting in the parking lot at that point. And at one point, my sister goes, you know, she's holding the iPad, me, and she goes to her husband, here, take this. To, about the iPad. I'm like, bitch, I'm not a this.
This. Yeah.
Okay? I realize you're there and there's a lot to juggle, but I can't be there. I'm a fucking iPad.
That's out in the parking lot, revving the engine. That cigarette's like, just one more drag, motherfucker. God, I'm coming. Just one more, Death. Hold on. Come on, man. We got three more to pick up.
Death is like Fast and Furious 12 in the parking lot.
That's what I see in my mind to an old fucking Dodge. Yeah.
It's what's his name? It's Paul Walker driving.
Come on, man. That's sicker. I'm taking this one down to the butt, man. Hold on. you're so sweet. You're the best to be able to joke about this shit with us.
I was just thinking the same thing. My face hurts. And so my sister like hands me to her husband and he like props me up and then the iPad falls and I go, guys, I can't see. And then I realized how weird that statement was. Like, I can't see my mom's death. Like, even just having to consider that as a luxury.
Could you imagine being a child and someone just comes up to you and says, you're going to watch your mom's death on something called an iPad? You're like, what? What do you mean? You either, because before you either were there or you missed
it. Yeah,
that
you
shit.
Were there or you missed it.
Yes, it is.
There's no fucking
there
in between.
No in between.
No, and it's, and that's such a good point because I would imagine that adds a level of a little psychological turmoil to a child's development because they're already blurring the lines of reality with the iPad as it is in their developmental mind. And so you throw this in, it almost, on one hand, takes away the levity of death and life. And on the other hand, it adds this confusing association and relationship with life and death. But I felt that, you know, I missed both of my parents' deaths, but we don't get to really experience our own births.
Well, listen, I saw my father's and my grandma's.
And if it's much?
it was too much. Okay. I would have rather missed them as well.
That's a good point.
I would have rather got the call if I'm being honest. I'd have been like, dang.
Eating popcorn? You guys prop me up on a pillow?
One, I'm closing his eyes. I'm giving her fucking CPR mouth to mouth. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I'm saying I would much rather fucking get
the FaceTime.
I'll get my tickets. Oh my God. It's a different trauma. You know what I mean?
It's a good point. It's a solid point. Appreciate the perspective check.
You're welcome. I'd have rather been put the iPad down. I don't want to see shit. I'd have been the other way. Somebody tip it over, goddammit.
I'm like, can someone turn on a light in the
put
corner?
Put a piece of tape on that goddamn thing.
I can't see mom not breathing. Can someone turn on a light?
And did you watch your mom pass?
Yeah.
So you were
essentially
present.
I was present.
That's a wild thing.
It's really weird.
That's a wild thing to comprehend, watching your parent pass or
it is
being
very
present
strange.
on a device. It's crazy. That's
it's so
future
it's
shit.
So it felt very futuristic and I was fortunate and grateful that I even had that, but
what are some of the things you were able to talk to your mom about while you were she was in that hospital?
That's the thing about both my parents. My mom and I, while she was in the hospital, would just, while she was coherent, which was a very handful of times, small amount of times where she was actually able to have like an actual back and forth conversation because she was always plugged up. And then after that procedure she had, she was intubated. So she can't talk and she was so fucking uncomfortable. We always would just say we love each other. We would hold hands and squeeze each other's hands.
Did you play music or anything like that?
We played some music. She loved Fleetwood Mac. Stevie Nicks was like one of her favorites.
I'm a big Stevie Nicks.
Oh, come on. The greatest. Music was definitely like a tool for communication. And just being there, you know, with both of my parents, there weren't many stones unturned. There weren't many regrets that I had with either of them where if, you know, I'd only said this or if I had only said this, we said everything. We squeezed the life out of each other. And we always said, I love you. Didn't matter if you were going to Target or if you were getting on a flight.
I love that. I believe in that.
Absolutely. And to say it like you mean it. And both my mother and father. So a lot more was unsaid than said with her because so much had been said during life that being there was all the conversation that either of us wanted or needed. Obviously, me being the eternal optimist, I'm trying to crack jokes and bring light and levity to the situation. And I think she knew, you know, after she had that procedure where she was intubated afterwards, she just was trying to take it off. You know, I think she fought so much in her life as a woman and was, you know, a union rep and fought for people and did so much fighting that when it came to fighting for her own life, the will power is the turning point, I think, for a lot of people, and especially her, where you have a conversation with yourself. Am I going to keep going or am I going to stop? Because I really do believe in your mindset, being able to overcome a lot of your body's dysfunction. I mean, there's a real reality and truth to that. And not everybody has a Dave Goggins in the last moments. Not everybody has the ability, and a lot of people just don't want to anymore. And I think it, for her, she was done, you know, because what her life was going to be, we're talking about quality of life beyond this, wasn't anything she'd want. She'd have to be intubated for so long.
And I mean, I know I wouldn't want to be like that.
No.
No. Just so people can come over and say hi once a week?
Yeah, take pictures with me and my machine.
Right.
And I'm making, you know, what are we going to start a band with me and my neck tube?
A band.
The intubators? Intubators at the main stage in Coachella.
Somebody will mix that shit in though.
So I was able to, in my own way, say goodbye to both of my parents and for both of my parents to know that I was okay and loved and appreciated them. And a lot of people don't get that. That's their biggest fucking regret. You know, I think holding a grudge and having that sort of relationship with somebody in your life and your family where something happened and you're just not over it and you let that be the thorn in between you two really comes to bite you in the ass in the end. I think a grudge does nothing for anybody. I think working through whatever the hardest part is for you and not for them. And a lot of people can't do that. There's a lot of terrible shit that happens that this podcast has highlighted throughout the years. We know.
A lot of lowlights.
A lot of fucking lowlights that aren't so easy to just turn a blind eye.
Yeah, no, you're right. Sometimes it takes decades. Some people never do it.
Yep.
Some people want to and then don't get the chance to because life is so fucking fleeting. Like you said, you get one day you get a call and it's like, guess what? Yeah. Not everybody gets it. I think about it a lot, too, especially as I get older now. Like, there's a lot of my friends now are dealing with elderly parents and what to do with them. You know, do I put them in a home because someone's losing their mind or they're losing their health or they're losing the ability to walk and be mobile? I never had to deal with that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, I would have traded it all in. But again, that's selfish. Now, my father died very young, 42. My grandma was 69. But I'm watching these people deal with these things, and I think, man, that's
brutal.
I also wouldn't want to watch.
No,
the Superman.
No,
you think your parents are the fucking immortal when you're a kid, like they're always going to be here, and then one day they're not, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and there's this untethered feeling when both your parents are gone.
So let me ask you, what do you do? I know with these podcasts, we all do. We keep people alive, stories alive, and that's what I've done. But there are other ways I keep my dad, my grandma, people like that alive in my life. What are you doing now What sort of things do you do in your day to day or your home? Do you, you know, keep your parents alive and around? You have some photos, some keepsakes,
I do. I have
jewelry.
Some photos and keepsakes, and I actually have both my parents taxidermied at the table.
What?
I'm just trying to say it as a joke.
Are you trying to tell me they're in an urn at your table, though?
No, their bodies are taxidermied.
All right, you are just fucking.
There's a woman who did that. They found like her. It might be like Sam Tripoli news story, but there's a woman who had her husband like taxidermied at the table, and I just saw
and
that
he just
image.
Sits there.
Yeah, he's just there, like.
Get the fuck! I did see it was a hip hop club or something in D.C. where these guys took their dead friend because that's what he wanted. His last fucking thing was like, take me to the club, and they had his dead ass that propped up. It's online, standing up, dead as shit, and they're all dancing around him and having a good time, ordering drinks and shit. I think it's a
Weekend
club
at Bernie's.
In D.C. It's exactly what it
hip-hop
is.
Hip-hop version.
I think.
You know.
It's fucking crazy.
I have rings that were my mom's. And
yeah, they're pretty.
Thank you. They.
This one's your mom. Can I touch it?
Yeah, both of them. Mom's. And when she was alive, we would always joke that when she was dead, I would steal them off her fingers. And so I just laugh. Like, when I look at them, I laugh and think
you
about
them while she was technically still alive.
I ripped them right off of her in the hospital.
Yeah.
I had a crack a knuckle, but you know. Not even dead yet. Heart monitor goes off. I don't know what happened. I walk out of the hospital like, bling, bling. I keep them alive by talking to them both. I'm a spiritual person and I'm open to the idea of what existence is as we are now, existentially and beyond. I'm not naive enough or assuredly enough to think I know what the fuck goes on beyond this physical life.
I don't even know what goes on here. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I don't know what goes on here.
Like,
on a day-to-day basis,
exactly.
I question what this shit is.
And that's what keeps you such an interesting human being. Like, the one thing I know for certain is I know nothing for certain. Nothing.
Nothing.
And that keeps me grounded.
It also keeps you open to learning.
Yes.
You know, the ignorant idiot that thinks he knows everything knows nothing.
You know nothing.
You can't learn anymore. If you knew everything, there'd be nothing left to learn.
Exactly. There's an Erykah Badu lyric that I love. She says, the man that thinks he knows something knows he knows nothing at all. And that's how I've lived, and that's how I live, especially through grief. It really keeps an open space for learning. It keeps an open space for you to, for whatever it is to be revealed to you. So you can react and experience it in a calmer place. But I have conversations with them, and I definitely have like a jewelry thing with my mom, and I had a necklace from my dad actually that he gave me when I was 16, and I lost it when I was in Greece this past month.
Yeah,
like 3 days in, I was filming something for Netflix and the necklace was just gone. I've had it for 33 years, and it really taught me a lot about letting go.
It's so crazy. My daughter must have like 7 or 8 necklaces already, you know, and I told her because she's very precious about them.
Mm-hmm.
But I was too. Like, we all are about our things. This watch, my dad. And I've told her already, like, listen, it's not about the things. It's the moments and the memories. I'm telling you, if for whatever reason you ever lose that necklace and I'm not around, don't melt down over that. Like, it's a necklace. Remember who got you the necklace. I got you. And, you know, things like the memories and the moments, not that fucking thing. Because that thing, it's going to go, you don't know. You're out swimming in the waves. Boom, there goes my motherfucking necklace. What are you supposed to do? Nothing. You ain't finding that shit in the ocean. Forget it. It's over.
It's interesting. Like, when we talk about possessions, like, you either possess them or they possess you.
Yes.
And when it comes to relationship to people, the possession is the moment. What you're trying to possess
and the memories that you have. That's it.
And they're already in you.
Yeah.
And I have to remind myself. That's not something that is just this ethereal idea. I have to physically and like actually remind myself of that every day.
Well, look, I know we have to get you out of here.
Yeah, because my dog ate glass yesterday.
Your dog ate glass.
I'm the next honey.
Episode 4. Please, again, plug and promote everything you would like.
Well, we unplugged my mom, so... can't plug that.
Wow. Man.
Sharp Tongue Podcast. Check out Girl on Patreon, GYRL, and also The Deuce on Patreon with my friend Mike Tully. And jessiemay.com for tickets for my fall shows. And look out for my Netflix. Yeah, at Jessie Mae Peluso on Instagram. And all your dad is in my DMs.
All your dads are in her DMs.
I'm not a homewrecker.
Thank you.
I love you.
Thank you. I love you too. This is, I know it wasn't easy, but goddamn, you make it funny.
You really help me make it funny. You give us a safe space for all our darkness.
Thank you. For real. As always, Ryan Sickler on all social media, RyanSickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.